Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you engaged and planning your wedding? Well, congratulations. And here's my gift, some tips on how to get your financial house in order before you walk down the aisle. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The best gift you can give your husband or wife-to-be is an honest accounting of your stability or shakiness when it comes to your finances. Before you say for better or for worse, take the time to say what's in your credit report. Everyone gets a free credit report from the government-authorized annualcreditreport.com site. And then talk about each other's money situation honestly. In marriage, it's a good investment to have a really frank discussion about existing debts, spending habits, saving goals. Since money is one of the main reasons for divorce, it would be a good idea to seek premarital counseling from a certified financial planner. It will be money well spent and help establish the discipline of how money matters will be handled in your joint household. Honesty requires deep disclosure, and that's why pulling each other's credit report and credit scores are essential so there are no misunderstandings, because experts say in most relationships, usually one spouse has good credit and the other doesn't. If you're the spouse-to-be whose finances are in need of repair, start by trying to pay down whatever individual debt you have before the wedding. Be sure that you're committed to making a consistent and always timely payment of personal bills. And if you are the spouse-to-be whose finances are in order, discuss your financial goals, such as retirement, savings, a college fund, if you plan to have children. But most importantly, keep your good money habits and keep your own financial thumbprint. Your credit history isn't automatically joined to someone else's just because you get married. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.